Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides the peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder, ride on the peace train.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I wonder how many of you recognize that song or remember that song back in the 70s, I guess. Cat Stevens, who's still around, by the way, and I understand recently he revitalized that tune and played it in a concert. I can't remember which band, as he was, came out kind of as a surprise guest, and the audience went a little bit crazy because he was a master back in the day, and then he left music for many, many years and went on a spiritual journey. And what's interesting about Cat Stevens now is that he is coming back to the music industry. Apparently, it's a couple of albums in the works now with new music. So I can't wait, because he was one of my favorites back in the day. Songs like Wild, Ooh Baby, It's a Wild World. So I'm definitely dating myself. So I apologize if you have no idea who I'm talking about. But it is Cat Stevens. But the reason I'm playing Peace Train is just it's a lovely, optimistic song. And I thought that today I would share with you a little bit about just kind of the things that we have to do nowadays. You know, the world has changed so much, and I was talking with a friend about this yesterday, and there was a time that I would get up in the morning, and I would get ready to go to work, and you'd have sort of these boundaries where I'd get up, have breakfast, do what I have to do in the morning. There was no cell phones. There was no computers. Occasionally, I would turn on Good Morning America. I'd have the TV going in the background as I was doing my hair, and it was very peaceful. There just wasn't a whole lot of drama. Get in the car, you turn on your local radio station, your favorite morning show, which I hope you're listening to Andrew in the mornings, or maybe Brent over on Cat Country. And then, you know, you'd get to work and probably some joke had happened on the air, or somebody had made you laugh, or they did some prank. We used to call in all the time, and we would call in for contests and stuff. Now everybody texts in, which, you know, is a whole other thing. But I can remember then I'd get to work and get involved in work, and it would be stressful and this, that, and the other. And then at the end of the day, 4:30, 5 o'clock, 6, whatever it may be, I would get in the car, and that was it. That was the end of my work day. I would get in the car, and I would turn on the radio again, and then that'd be that On the Way Home show. And you'd have the afternoon guys and gals, and they would come in and talk about the day and kind of bring you up to speed on news. But a lot of the emphasis at that time, as I recall, it always seemed like that was my unwind. You know, it was kind of the way I started the day with radio, and then I would end the day with radio. And it was always the personalities that would make me feel better, or they'd say something. And whatever kind of good or bad day I had at work, I always felt relief from the music, listening to the music and listening to the DJs as they talked about the goings on or what was happening in the community. And so it's funny, because I realized as I was talking with my friend yesterday how much we've changed in just a short time. Because when you think about it, we don't get a break. I start in the morning, the alarm goes off, my phone's already got texts on it and emails, and it's on my hip the rest of the day. We go into work, we're dealing with work, I get on the computer, now I have all the emails to answer, and those are the emails that are not just the ones that I'm getting at work, but now I have the emails at home. Then I have the personal email, I have two work emails, and then when I get through with the emails, and I'm just too busy to take lunch, so I think I'll just order lunch at my desk, and then when I'm at my desk, I'm eating lunch, and I get some mustard on my reports, got to reprint the report. And so then I go back to the computer, and then I get into the office, and I go over here, and I'm doing, whew. And then the next thing you know, it's 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. I haven't gotten everything done. I guess I'll stay till 7. Sometimes when I was working in my other job, I'd stay at work till 8 o'clock, because from 5 to 8 was the only quiet time at the office. Otherwise, there were people coming and going and phones ringing and things to do. Well, I would get in the car. Well, now we don't have, we still have a few of the wonderful afternoon shows that are on, and we can still listen to them. But at this point, you know, so much of it is now, that's kind of gone away, that culture. But my phone hasn't stopped ringing. It's still attached to me. I'm still getting text. It never stops. I get text, and I'm connected all day and all night. We're never disconnected anymore. And I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking that's not necessarily a good thing. I really think that this is not a good way to be living. So, you know, add that to when we had COVID a couple years ago, where we went into total isolation. And I saw an interesting news report just a couple nights ago about how we haven't really recovered from COVID in the sense that we got used to being isolated on our phones and computers. So now when we're in the world, we've got our heads in the phones and we're not connecting with each other. So we're sort of living this ultra connected, but capital B-U-T, disconnected life. Isn't that strange? I think that's so strange. But here's the bad part. It's also really stressful because we get into a state. I have a very dear friend that's a psychologist was telling me about that our bodies, it's very physical what happens to us in this environment. So our bodies sort of, it's like starting off at a race and you get on that race and you hear the gun goes off in the morning and we are on and stressed and multitasking. And let's just throw kids into the mix if you're raising children or, in my case, taking care of elderly parents. Throw all of that into the mix and you're on this high stress level. We weren't originally 20 years ago. I don't think our stress levels were this high all the time. I don't know if you can relate to this, but I can say that so many people I know say, I never get a chance to really unwind or relax. There's never time to breathe. And it's an interesting phenomena that we're experiencing right now, this high stress environment. And I'm just wondering if it's affected you too, and maybe you can share with me some of the ways that you de-stress, maybe in the middle of the day. I talked about it yesterday. One of the things I think works really well is to just get up from your desk and take that lunch and at least give yourself a half an hour to just relax. If you're a mom and you're shuffling the kids back and forth and getting the groceries and doing this and taking care of the household and paying the bills and all that kind of stuff, whew, take a break. Find something that you can do during the day that will nourish your soul, for lack of a better term, something that will help you de-connect or de-stress, as overused as that expression is. And I have found that one of the tools that helps me, there is so much going on and there's so much input on the news, whatever your political stance may be, it's almost to the point where it doesn't matter anymore because everyone's so upset. It's just everyone's upset, it seems like. I don't know that anyone feels like they're winning. And we're such a winning culture. I certainly have that in my background because I love college football and I want to win. And when I was a kid, we used to have those contests of whoever got their book report in first got a star. You know, they would get the candy bar at the end of the week. And we always had this sort of winning and reward system. So when I have these beliefs, I want you to believe along with me. And when you don't, I feel like I'm not winning. And then if you want me to believe what you believe and I don't, you feel like you're not winning, or you just say to yourself, she's a loser. And it's kind of like, what has happened to us? I mean, really, what has happened to us? We're not listening to each other anymore. We're so busy. We're so busy, 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 and we're just so disconnected from ourselves, from each other, from what we do, from what we want. And so I've really been talking with some friends and wanted to just talk about it today with you guys because I know you're either on your way somewhere in your car, or maybe you're at your office, and you're listening and think about how stressed you've been in this past year, just in the past year, and what can we do to help each other de-stress? How can I help someone in my office, someone that is I work with, someone that maybe I just run into, the person that fixes my car or the grocery clerk lady? What can I do, you know, to relieve stress? Now, here's something that we just got a listener just texted this, and I love this. This is from our friend Stefan with BoatSmart, and he says, to relieve stress, pray daily and go boating at least one day a week. I'm in. Stefan, I think that is fantastic. You got to have something, whether it's bicycle riding, swimming. For me, it's college football. What can we do just to I don't know, be kinder to each other, because I just think it's so important. And you know what? I feel like I'm on a soapbox, but I thought, hey, I'm on the radio. I can preach a little if I want to. And what do I want to preach about this morning? Well, you know what I want to preach about? I want to preach about kindness, gentleness, being good to each other. I can disagree, and I just have to say this. I've wanted to say it for a long time. I can absolutely disagree with every one of your beliefs. But Voltaire says, but I will go to the death defending your right to believe it. And that's what our country is built on, that freedom. And I want you to be able to say what you need to say. And I want to be able to say what I need to say and not lose my life over it, by the way. And I think it's so important for all of us to have that freedom. But also, what am I going to use that freedom for? Am I going to use it to stir up trouble, to add to everybody's stress, to add to my own stress? Or am I going to use that freedom to try to make a difference, to be an influencer in the most positive kind of way, to be giving out hugs? And I'm not saying this to be Pollyanna. I'm saying as a mission. What can I do to try to de-escalate the tension in the world, de-escalate the stress in my little world? So I'd love to hear your ideas about that, too. And if you want to text in 850-437-1620, I'll be back with some of your ideas. How can we de-stress? How can we be kinder and gentler to each other? This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk with Meg. Hey, I'm Meg, and we are talking this morning about how crazy the world's gotten and how stressed we all are and what we can do to get de-stressed. And I think the way to come at it is, and I've just expressed my opinion, is that I think one of the ways is to find ways throughout the day to decompress, to find ways to be, as the St. Francis prayer says, how can I be an instrument of peace? I just played Cat Stevens' Peace Train. How can I be an instrument of peace? And what is that mean? To understand rather than be understood, to love rather than be loved, to actually, you know, not hate and to listen. And it's just kind of a mind shift where I say, okay, can I accept somebody for exactly the way they are and even disagree with them? But because I accept who they are, doesn't mean I approve. It just means I accept them. And there's a big difference. So we're getting some texts in about all of this and ways you can de-stress, ways we can be kind and gentle with each other. Well, here's a good one. It says, this younger generation especially has lost the art of conversation. They want to text you instead of talk to you. I would agree with that, but I got to tell you, I don't know if it's just the younger generation anymore. I see some seniors walking around Walmart with their heads in phones too these days, so I don't know if we can limit it to them. But this listener also goes on to say, and I don't want to necessarily get political here, but said that if you ever listen to Charlie Kirk, he turned his phones off usually Saturday night through Sunday and go to church and enjoy being with his family. Also, you need to turn off these devices at least half the day. So I think finding that where you're taking a break, I really love Stefan's idea about getting out on the boat once a day. I know for me, when I had a dog, one of the best parts about having a dog in the house, it forced me to go for long walks every morning and every evening with my dog and just get out in nature. And y'all, where do we live? We live in one of the most beautiful places in the world, Pensacola. There's so many on the beach, Pensacola Beach, but just even going through a drive every once in a while, and this may sound silly, but just driving the Garson Point Bridge the other day, I thought, God, what a beautiful view. And the 3 Mile Bridge, sometimes I look out, and I was on it the other night, and it was a sunset, and thought, oh my gosh, it's just beautiful here. So it's just breathing and inhaling and exhaling and just taking that moment. Here's one that came in. It says, do a little something nice for yourself every day. And this person says, at least once a week, I get myself an ice cream. I thought, oh, that's a good one. I could get into that. I don't want to gain 400 pounds, but I like the idea of a treat, some kind of a treat, or maybe a healthy treat, maybe something that you don't normally buy at the grocery store, something that would be fun for you to enjoy, those kinds of little things. Here's one that's, here we go. This listener says, what I like to do is do anonymous gifts at the office. I'll occasionally on Fridays bring in Krispy Kreme donuts, but not say it was me. That's cool. See, I like that, where you do something for everybody you're working with. I used to have a coworker that would, on certain times of the year, especially like during seasonal things and Halloween, I remember I came into work one day and there was a little pumpkin full of candy on my desk, and everybody's desk had little pumpkins and candy in it, but we didn't know who did it. No one knew who did it, but I promise you, every single one of us was smiling. And then, of course, every time I ate the candy, I felt better. So there's just so many little ways that when we can get out of self and our anger and that stress. I don't blame people for having a short fuse right now. I myself have had, I had a short fuse this morning about something, and I'm not proud of it, but I also know it's a result of a lot of the stress that we're all under. So maybe just being sensitive to that and to each other. And I love what this listener said. We've got to listen to each other more. We've got to get out of our phones and just hear each other. And I guess the other part of it is I've got to stop being so defensive. That's one of mine. I get defensive about stuff. That's not good. I don't know about you, but I don't have to defend anything. Like, I know what I believe in. We can stand in our truth. It's okay. But gosh, there's just so much happening. So I'm open to hearing your ideas about how do you de-stress during the day? What are some of the tricks of your trade? 850-437-1620. I would love to hear from you this morning. Good morning. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg. And my experts this morning are you. You guys have been the experts because I'm getting wonderful texts in with some suggestions. A lot of it's just, I know we've all heard these things before, but somebody just texted in, Meg, go get a massage. Okay, I'm in. I'll take that. Somebody else said one of the best things to do is walking. I walk every morning before I start my day, and I listen to music, not to the news. Oh, that's a good one. I think that's probably a good suggestion. Janet texted in, and this is good. A solid relaxation technique, and I had forgotten this, but this is so good. It's called the 4-7-8 breathing technique, and some of you may have heard of it. But seriously, write this down. And we can't really do it on the air, but breathe in for 4 seconds. So you take in a deep breath. You hold that breath for a count of 7 seconds. And then you breathe out really slowly for 8 seconds. And she says, I often do this before I go to sleep, or even if I get nervous at the doctor. So even if I have an annual or a blood lab test or things that make me nervous. See, that's a good thing to do right before you go into the dentist chair. So that breathing technique, 4-7-8, I really like that a lot. And I've forgotten about that. These are just all great reminders. But also things that we can do here in Pensacola. There's so many great restaurants. There's so many fun things to do. I've already mentioned to you, I've got our friends from Pensacola Little Theater are going to be coming in tomorrow. And I've got a surprise for you tomorrow, this time tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Topher Warren, who's directing Jekyll and Hyde at Pensacola Little Theater, which opens this weekend. There's rumors that he may be bringing some of the cast members in to possibly do some of the numbers from the show right here on Pep Talk. So they're going to be here tomorrow morning at 10, and I'm very, very excited about that. As you know, I love two things in the world. I love the Georgia Bulldogs, and I love the theater. So that's going to be a real treat for us to have these talented artists come in and tell us about this show that's opening this weekend. Movies, just getting away with a movie, but Netflix is everything. I'm all about Netflix and stuff. But you know what? There's still nothing better than going to the movie theater and get a big old box of popcorn, buttered popcorn, and a soda, and just watch those lights go down and just get lost in the world of a movie. There's nothing better than that still, especially the big adventure movies. And when I think back, we were talking about it last week on the anniversary of Jaws. I'll never forget seeing Jaws in a sneak preview in that opening moment when that music came on and you saw the swimmer in the water. Oh my God, my popcorn. The minute that shark came out, the popcorn went right over my head. It's just not good. So movies, theater, music, anything that you can think of. Take up a new hobby. Some people, I have a dear friend, is the greatest crocheter in the world. I'm telling you, she crochets blankets. She does anything with her hands, helps her relieve her stress. I don't know if any of this is helping you, but my intention is to hopefully make your day just a little bit better today. It's a gorgeous day in here in Pensacola. Try to get outside and enjoy it and do something special for yourself. But even more importantly, sneak around. Be a secret Santa for somebody in your office or maybe someone in your family. Do something nice for somebody today and don't even take credit for it. Because I have found out from a dear friend of mine that it's in the expression of love that I am healed. And so it's in that expression of giving to someone else that I'm actually giving to myself. And that's a pretty cool principle to live by. So I know I've been coming down heavy on taking care of yourselves and relaxing and de-stressing and being kind and gentle to each other. But my hope is if we can start just in our own little neighborhoods and with ourselves, maybe the love will spread. You never know.